This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have free agency being elected by some Cleveland Guardians. You ready? Probably knew this already, but I'm going to say it out loud for everybody. Right-hand pitcher Shane Bieber. Right-hand pitcher Alex Cobb. Left-hand pitcher Matthew Boyd. Catcher Austin Hedges.
Well, we're not going to be scared of free agency.
You had to bring one. We're not?
I mean, we just came off an unbelievable ALCS season. We'll do whatever it takes.
What's our TV situation?
We'll do whatever it takes, Kenny.
What's the television situation? Now.
Let's go.
What's the television situation? Oh, we own our own rights.
We generate our own
Can
money.
They do NIL?
What did Minnesota have to lop off the top from 2 years ago
Let's
to this last season?
Focus on that.
I think you're,
right
yeah,
now.
You're focused on the wrong things.
Let's focus
they had to
on
$30 million off the top.
Free agents.
They had to take a $30 million haircut.
Why don't they do NIL money like college? They've got some devoted fans. They got like that 66-year-old guy in Aurora. I'm sure he'd throw some money in.
What? What 66-year-old guy from Aurora are
the
you talking about?
The guy with the stickers.
What?
He's got the stickers. You haven't seen the story?
I'm going to Aurora tonight. What are you talking about?
Ask him about the suspect right now.
There's a suspect. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you
Mitch,
talking about?
Do you want to tell Kenny what I'm talking about?
So this is from Fox 8. There is apparently some suspects leaving Chief Wahoo stickers all over multiple public points in Aurora.
This is on Fox 8?
Yes.
And they're having trouble removing them without making a mess.
What?
Yeah. So you got a devoted fan base.
The article is titled, Who's Leaving Chief Wahoo Stickers All Over Aurora?
What are we doing here? Come on. This ain't real. I'm looking through their stuff. I can't find
Aren't there like hundreds
oh,
of
no,
them?
No, this is a Jack Shea joint.
And he got caught in the act, too.
I'm seeing a picture of Marty Schottenheimer and Mike Holmgren side by side. That should not ever... Marty Schottenheimer should never share anything with Mike Holmgren. Oh, gosh. What is this? Who's leaving Chief Wahoo stickers all over Aurora? There you go.
And it's a huge mystery. Even though he got caught in the act. The guy should have made citizen's arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, maybe some people like it. The more Chief Wahoo, the better.
These Chief Wahoo stickers kind of pop up everywhere. And the first one we saw was on a no parking sign in front of our driveway. Did they hit it with their truck?
You know where you actually see the most Chief Wahoo? It's in your in-law's garage. That's where you tend to see the most Chief Wahoo right now. I mean, it's everywhere. I was like, man, I thought these were gone.
Oh my goodness.
They are being preserved.
Yeah.
Public artifact.
Yeah.
I was going to say on my in-law's Facebook marketplace, but you're
what's
right.
What's this guy's name? Do we have a name here of this fella?
No, it says
okay.
We are told investigators have identified a 66-year-old man as the main culprit, and they believe he was being helped by a friend. Who is 65.
Quote, he probably had the oldest, dingiest Cleveland Indians jacket that I've ever seen. Ludwig is among the Aurora residents who believe the man clinging to the Wahoo logo is trying to send a message. Quote, his audience intended
His audience, intended audience, or his message is to would-be the Dolans who own the Cleveland Guardians. I just think he's really missing the mark by putting these stickers on public property.
I think he should be granted an audience.
I mean, if that's the worst thing you got going on in Aurora, you're probably doing all right.
I think he should be granted an audience. I'd love to have a face-to-face.
Here we go. Jack Shea writes, we are told that investigators have identified the 66-year-old man as the main culprit, and they believe he was being helped by a friend who is 65.
That line is amazing, and when I read it 1 minute before that, I thought it was amazing then, too.
You said that on the air?
I did.
I was reading.
Just love that he has an accomplice.
I didn't hear about any of this.
He has an accomplice.
Yes.
I want to know what these two are up to.
I was reading. This is the first I've ever seen this. I'm sorry.
Obviously.
What are some of their other previous acts?
How do you get together with your buddy? You know what we ought to do?
You're retired.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got free time. You got a pension.
And you got stickers.
Now, was their pension Justin G. Wahoo stickers?
they got to unload them somehow. Hey, they want to send a message. What better way?
That's right.
I mean, Chief Wahoo is still a popular, very popular signage. It's yeah. I see it. I still do see a lot of Chief Wahoo.
Come, Dano. We got him.
Now, what about
Aurora can sleep tonight.
Now, Owen, you go to the games. Do you still see a lot of Chief Wahoo?
Oh, here comes Fatlock.
See it all over the place.
Yeah, it's not like they banned it. It's not like they banned people being able to wear it.
Are they taking... These are 66 and 65-year-old men. Mm-hmm. Are they taking the heat off of their teenagers or something like that by wearing old dingy Indians jackets? They might have done it. Someone's willing to do the stretch.
A 66-year-old man has a teenager, and he's not Anthony Lima.
I will.
Yeah, Lima will have a teenager when he's 66 years old.
It ain't my fault. It's your fault, not mine. And do what you do with that wife of yours.
Oh, no, there's fire around my kid.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, I didn't know Halloween would turn into Backdraft.
Good movie, come on.
That's why I always check under every...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every door sill before I take my kids.
It's a good movie. It's got one of the Baldwins.
All right, so if they catch these guys, how much trouble should they really get into? They're just nostalgic.
Well, it seems they've already been apprehended.
Now, are they causing a lot of issues? Like, somebody said it's kind of hard to get these off, but I just assumed everybody in Aurora would love the Chief Wahoo.
There's no
stickers.
Goo Gone in Aurora.
What makes you think that?
I live next to Aurora. What are you saying?
They don't like Chief Wahoo there?
I don't know if they do or
you're
don't.
Saying
I don't.
Driving down Route 306.
What about the streets? Whoa, hold on. Don't you do this.
What about
I know
the
what you're doing here. They're allowed to like it. They're allowed to like it. Okay? It's America. Okay?
It's America.
I've been out that way.
They're allowed to like the Cleveland
As
baseball
Darryl
team.
Reiner says, that's where the country boys live.
Yes. Plenty of baseball fans. Yes. Oh, I didn't ask Nathan who was going to win 92-3 the
now
fan
we'll
bowl.
We'll never know.
Call him up, Mitch. Ask who he thinks he's going to win.
Find it out.
Bother him while
call
he's
Joe
getting
Thomas
ready for his
while
day.
You're at it too.
We should call Joe.
Call Rodney McLeod while you're at it too.
I'll call Rodney and ask him. I was going to ask who we needed to bring back in free agency. This is just taking
Apparently
over.
It's
here.
Chief Wahoo is who they need to bring.
You guys are ridiculous.
What's your punishment? I mean, do you make him go work it?
Progressive Field.
Sweep the sidewalks
and wear
over.
Wear Guardians gear while they do it.
Aurora Farms.
How about come up with a new logo? That should be their punishment. Because the one we have sucks.
Yeah, I know what they're going to pick, you. Anthony.
Everybody keeps saying, like, Kenny, you will get used to it. I'm like, you guys don't know how stubborn I can be. And second of all, it's been a few years. I ain't never gotten used to it. I ain't never wearing anything with that thing on it in my life. I'll wear the new C. That's fine. Until they change that logo, I ain't doing nothing
what
with
about
it.
What about the actual Guardian?
When David Blitzer takes over, that's job one. That is, I'm serious about that. That is job one.
What do you call it?
I love everything about him over there.
Yeah. Well, the statue.
The statue.
That they're using on the city edition. City
we like
edition.
That.
Use that.
We
use
like
that. Please.
But the flying whatever.
Everybody knows we love Curtis. We love Bobby D. We love all those folks over there. But when David Blitzer takes over, get rid of that. Whatever that thing was done in. It looks like dot matrix. Just get rid of the damn thing and move on. It is terrible. Just terrible. All right. I guess if I'm having to pick anybody, I'd like to hold on to Matt Boyd.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're done with Bieber.
I mean, I'm not done with him, but...
Did you see him working out? He's doing soft toss.
I was told about it every 20 minutes the other
catch.
Day.
He's playing catch.
Yeah.
Might even be Pepper. Might graduate to Pepper.
You're unbelievable. But yeah.
No, didn't you see the one drill where
am
he
I,
was
am I crazy to
throwing
say that?
The bouncy Owen, ball Owen and it came get, back, then he'd throw yeah, it again I and mean, the ball would come
Owen
back
didn't
and
give
then
me
he'd
an
throw
ass.
It again.
Okay, but I got a healthy pitcher. I mean, he's already been through his Tommy John, Matthew Boyd. I guess no offense to Shane Bieber. I know everybody loves Shane Bieber, but
which one of them can give me an aces performance?
Couldn't you get Bieber at a bargain basement price?
That's true. I guess you Bieber was better than Boyd. Okay, fine.
Bieber
maybe I'm just
Boyd
a little bit nervous.
Boyd can't beat Bieber.
Maybe I'm just a little bit worried about the injury. Then I guess you know
Bieber
what you're right.
Bunky Bumper.
He should come back. Okay, I will take Bieber back. If only if I have to pick one, I'd like them both.
Well, you're
to come
only
back,
allowed but. In this scenario to pick one. The other three will be executed.
Yeah, yeah, they're no longer.
That's
with us.
A little bit much.
That's
for postseason
for
batting averages.
For the sake of this discussion,
and one guy who just can't find the pickle juice to stick his fingers into. Like Nolan Ryan did. He ended up being fine. He was kick-ass. Come in hot, 9:40. Even though this has already been a hot discussion over here with you and your stickers and God knows whatever. I had no idea about this. Sorry I read that line twice. I was reading and I didn't hear you. Is this the one that actually decides whether or not you're going to trade anybody? One game in the regular season shouldn't matter. I actually think it does matter to this team.
I think we've built this up to be the biggest game in the history of the Browns.
You have a bye week. You have a bye week. Now you're just being silly. Come on, focus. You have a bye week coming up after this game. If you win this game, you're 3-6. There's some momentum because you get to like rest up. I think everybody's going to be like, hey, you won your last two. Jameis will have had to play. This team's going to make you drive on them. So I don't know if you're going to go for 334 and three touchdowns against the Chargers. You're going to have to play well against the Chargers offensively to beat them. You're
and
have to
overcome.
You will have to execute against the Chargers offensively.
And
to
maybe,
beat them.
Maybe there's some turnovers, but you can overcome them. Your defense stepped up in a huge way. In a huge way when it counted. I mean, how many times have we seen Lamar just kind of have his way on some of those out of the pocket situations? It creates the magic. That magic. I mean, there was one drop with Bateman, but that magic was not there. And the Browns' defense. I mean, if they could do that against Baltimore. They should be able to do that this week.
Yeah. I think it does put a lot of pressure. I wonder about Greg Newsom's future. I wonder about Elijah Moore's future. I mean, he just scratched the surface of what he could be. Remember, Joe Flacco found him in that Jets game, and I know he got banged up in that game. That was unfortunate. But Joe Flacco found him. Jameis Winston was able to find him. You know, maybe something happens there because I don't anticipate you bringing him back. Maybe they can see a scenario where Jameis is able to compete with you know, the back end of that wide receiver room isn't that great, but there are a couple of veterans back there apparently you could use. And if you had Cedric Tillman, who's just starting to see maybe the end of the woods, and thank goodness he is, Cedric Tillman and obviously Jerry Jeudy, maybe that's going to be able to carry the water for you. So there's big decisions here to make after this game on Sunday, whether you win or you lose, but especially if you win, I think it could change the entire season because you are a team that right now is supposed to be built to compete. If you can't do it, then you're talking about a rebuild.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.